Hello, everyone. Today's devotion comes from Matthew chapter 2. Again, that's Matthew chapter 2, and I'll read that for us. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping in loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted because they are no more. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." And he rose and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there, and being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went and lived in a city called Nazareth, so that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled, that he would be called a Nazarene. Amen. Yesterday, we kicked off the Gospel of Matthew with chapter 1, with a genealogy of Jesus and his birth into the world. We talked about this in the devotion yesterday, but Jesus coming into the world was a big deal. In fact, the biggest deal the world has ever seen. In today's chapter, we see more of the same. The birth of Jesus was a huge deal, both to those who were eager for the coming of the Christ and also to those who opposed him. And this is what I want to highlight for today's devotion. These two distinct reactions to Jesus' birth. First, there were people who awaited Jesus and were joyful for his birth. The three wise men were eager to meet Jesus and worship him. It says, starting in verse 10, "When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh." Then there were people who knew of Jesus' birth and opposed it. It says in verse 3, When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled. Herod was so troubled at the news of Jesus that he became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under. Herod was so hell-bent on keeping his own power that the news of Jesus, even infant Jesus, was threatening to him. As we continue to read on in this Gospel of Matthew, this will be a theme that we continue to see as Jesus begins his ministry. There are people who are eager to know him, and there are people who are threatened by his presence. And even though we today might not have plotted to kill Jesus as Herod does in this chapter, maybe there are much subtler ways where we sometimes don't want to invite Jesus into certain parts of our lives. Instead of being eager to meet with Jesus, are there certain areas in our lives that we don't want Jesus to touch? Ultimately, this was Herod's sin, that he didn't want to give up what he had, which was his power and possessions as a king, fearing that the presence of Jesus might require him to do so. Maybe for some of us, this is a sobering pill that we have to swallow. Perhaps there are things that we are holding on to, unwilling to give up, fearing the presence of Christ in our lives because deep down, we know that giving those things up will be difficult for us. Not saying that we have to live like monks and cut out everything that is not explicitly Jesus, but perhaps there are a lot of things that we could be holding on to and holding to a greater degree than we do Christ. It could be social status, comfort, maybe an impressive resume about ourselves, addictions. But I want to encourage us today, let's enthrone Jesus as our King. And I assure you, and we'll read more about this as we continue in this Gospel of Matthew, there is nothing better than rightfully placing Jesus as King over our lives, to yearn for him and to love his presence. He is the only rightful King who deserves that title. Jesus is King. Let's pray. Lord, we want to enthrone you as King over our lives. In your grace, God, may you continue to reveal to us the depths of our hearts, the things that we have placed more importance on than even you. Forgive us, Lord, for placing you anywhere other than first in our lives. Help us, God, to be like the wise men who were so eager to meet with you and rejoiced when they found you. Give us awe that causes us to fall down and worship you. Jesus, you are our King and you reign forever. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.